Mike in Kent, you're on the John Carlson Show. Go for it.
How you doing? I was listening with great interest to your commentary regarding the firearms purchasing and being limited to 21. And I find it telling amongst the political class is that they want to limit the right to purchase and keep arms, but at the same time, they want to open voting to younger individuals.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like they want to have their cake and eat it, too, because, you know, I've trained young men, and the point is there is no, like, set cutoff date. Some individuals are very responsible early on, but the vast majority really don't hit their, shall we say, maturity strides till they're 21, and quite frankly, there is a small group that, you know, probably don't make it till they're in their 30s. And so the point I'm saying is that, you know, hold the politicians' feet to the fire. If, okay, you want to limit firearm purchases till the age of 21, fine. But you can't vote till you're 21. You can't be drafted till you're 21. You can't even join the military till you're 21.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because quite frankly, in a combat zone, I'd rather have a squad of older guys than a couple of 18-year-olds that are a little bit, you know, got to watch them.
Sure.
And they're not mentally mature. So I'm just saying that it seems that they really judge these age things to their advantage and not really looking at.
No, I think you raised
level.
Yeah, and it is true that the law jumps back and forth. You can vote at 18, but you can't drink till you're 21. You can buy in many places a long gun at 18, but not a handgun till you're 21. I mean, yeah, there are some inconsistencies there, and that
right.
You know, it's fair to point that out.
Yeah, and the thing is just to, you know, for the young 19-year-old who's going like, well, I'm responsible. In some ways, you're the extraordinary individual. There's always outliers. I mean, quite frankly, I was on the opposite side. I probably wasn't mature till I hit 25 and had a couple of tours under my belt. So
okay. We'll
leave it at that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your comments and your service. I think that you raise very reasonable points there. All right. I wanted to cover a couple of local topics here, and then I want to get into a conversation we started yesterday. Marysville, the school board there, is proposing that if you want to join a local LGBTQ club, you need your parents' permission. And this has unleashed a minor cultural war. And of course, you get to a secondary issue, which is, should LGBTQ clubs, that's lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, that's what it stands for, should these clubs be in just high schools? Or should they be allowed in middle school? Or in grade school? Because there are proposals to place them at several elementary schools in Marysville. And by the way, Marysville parents don't appear to be in a very good mood. They just voted down their levy. We'll get into that again in a few minutes. But the first thing I wanted to talk about, a couple of local subjects that we've been covering on an ongoing basis. We have been keeping an eye on King County's top public health official, Jeff Duchin, regarding COVID, because sometimes he exaggerates. And sometimes he withholds some information while releasing other information. Duchin told Como News that COVID hospitalization and deaths are still happening. Here's what he told Como's Nick Popham.
Dr. Jeff Duchin with Public Health Seattle and King County is just as adamant in this phase of the pandemic.
This is something that, it's just worth avoiding.
He sees cases rising and knows what effect COVID-19 has on people.
And people still are being hospitalized and still are dying.
Okay. Is that accurate? Technically, it is. There are people who are hospitalized. There are people who are dying from COVID. But is it truthful? No. And he knows it. We had Jeff Duchin on the show, I think, once, but only once. He didn't want to come back. Or maybe it was a press conference. They didn't like the questions I was asking. But how can you be accurate and not truthful? Well, it's simple. It's by what you leave out. Everything that Jeff Duchin said about the numbers in King County, COVID numbers, are going up and up and up. Yeah, they are. But COVID hospitalization rates have gone down 6%. Down. So in the earlier days of COVID, of course, when hospitalizations went up, when COVID numbers went up, so did hospitalizations and so did deaths. Now, COVID numbers are going up and hospitalizations are going down. Deaths are going down. And in fact, it's probably even better news than that, because a lot of people who are contracting COVID are not testing, probably because they think, oh, I've got a touch of the flu. Oh, I've got a head cold. Oh, I've been a little out of sorts in the last year or two, but it's wearing off. That's because COVID is wearing off. It is terrible. A million people have lost their lives to COVID. There is absolutely no doubt now. I mean, listen to just the tone of the guy's voice.
Dr. Jeff Duchin with Public Health Seattle and King County is just as adamant in this phase of the pandemic.
This is something that, it's just worth avoiding.
He sees cases rising and knows what effect COVID-19 has on people.
And people still are being hospitalized and still are dying.
Yeah, and you know the rates are going down and down and down. You know that. You're not dumb. You know that. And you're not telling people that because you want to maintain this toehold on, no. It's dangerous out there. It's not safe. We're still in a public health emergency. Might need masks again. No, we don't need masks. No, we don't need lockdowns. We need to be cautiously optimistic and even celebratory. We are finally emerging from a 2-year fog of COVID. The fog is lifting. More and more people are getting COVID and fewer people are getting sick. You know, the media keeps saying COVID cases, COVID infections. What that means is a COVID test is positive. You might not have any symptoms, or you might have mild symptoms. COVID is going the way of the flu. Now, the flu's not nice. I mean, anyone out there want the flu? No. People do end up in the hospital because of flu, mostly because they had pre-existing health problems. People do die of flu, mostly because they have pre-existing health problems. But we don't mask up and lock down during flu season, do we? COVID is now entering a flu-like phase. We've had COVID sweeping the building here where we work. We've had a bunch of COVID cases. I'm not aware of any of them resulting in serious illness.
Yeah, everyone's just kind of, I think everyone's working from home, so still working while they've got the Rona, but being able to work from home, so able to conduct day-to-day activities.
And so, this is good news. It's good news when you get COVID, but you don't get seriously ill. This is what we've been waiting for. Anyone who understands anything about epidemiology and public health knows that we were never going to, what was it, Biden said he was going to slay COVID? You don't slay a respiratory illness. You just wait for it to dissipate.
Yeah, I think Inslee essentially said the same stuff.
Yeah, same.
We're going to stop COVID.
Look, Jay Inslee is a scientific illiterate, whether it comes to climate change or COVID. He does not understand the science behind the policy. He just understands the politics of the policy. That's always been what he cares about. And, of course, he likes the policy that gives him more power over you and your life. That's what some of these politicians are all about. Did you know Washington, Phil, is the last state in the union to lift a governor's emergency powers? Jay Inslee is the only one who is still laying claim to his emergency powers.
I thought that was the case. Ari Hoffman a couple days ago said that there are still states that are operating under emergency orders, but
they've scheduled them
powers.
They've scheduled them an out date.
Okay, meaning they say date,
on
date.
Like May 18th or May 20th, it lifts. Inslee won't even do that. Yeah. He can't let go.
And he's the one who's worried about Donald Trump being an autocrat.